Essentially, the DHC concluded, Bokhanov-skification consists of a series of arrests of development. We check the normal growth, and paradoxically enough, the egg responds by budding. Responds by budding. The pencils were busy. He pointed. On a very slowly moving band, a rack full of test tubes was entering a large metal box. Another rackful was emerging. Machinery faintly purred. It took 8 minutes for the tubes to go through, he told them. 8 minutes of hard X-rays being about as much as an egg can stand. A few died. Of the rest, the least susceptible, divided into two. Most put out 4 buds, some 8. All were returned to the incubators, where the buds began to develop. Then, after 2 days, were suddenly chilled. Chilled and checked. 2, 4, 8. The buds in their turn budded. And having budded, were dosed almost to death with alcohol. Consequently burgeoned again, and having budded, bud out of bud out of bud, were thereafter, further arrest being generally fatal, left to develop in peace. By which time the original egg was in a fair way to becoming anything from 8 to 96 embryos, a prodigious improvement, you will agree, on nature. Identical twins, but not in piddling twos and threes, as in the old viviparous days, when an egg would sometimes accidentally divide, actually by dozens, by scores at a time. Scores, the director repeated and flung out his arms as though he were distributing largesse. Scores! But one of the students was fool enough to ask where the advantage lay. My good boy, the director wheeled sharply round on him. Can't you see? Can't you see? He raised a hand. His expression was solemn. Bokhanovsky's process is one of the major instruments of social stability. Major instruments of social stability. Standard men and women, in uniform batches. The whole of a small factory staffed with the products of a single Bokhanovskified egg. 96 identical twins working 96 identical machines! The voice was almost tremulous with enthusiasm. You really know where you are! For the first time in history, he quoted the planetary motto. Community, identity, stability. Grand words. If we could Bokhanovskify indefinitely, the whole problem would be solved. Solved by standard gammas, unvarying deltas, uniform epsilons, millions of identical twins. The principle of mass production at last applied to biology. But alas, the director shook his head, we can't Bokhanovskify indefinitely. 96 seemed to be the limit, 72 a good average. From the same ovarium, with gametes of the same male to manufacture as many batches of identical twins as possible, that was the best, sadly a second best, that they could do, and even that was difficult.